Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of our heart be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. God's gift to us. Sermon by the Most Reverend John T. Calhoun, Jr., late Metropolitan of the Anglican Catholic Church. He's talking about, he's weaving into this thing of discussion of a sign that the congregation replaced what was then a new church that they had moved into. But the discussion sort of is like a parable or a lesson within a lesson. So, here we go. One of the first things we did when we bought this church building last year was to get rid of the sign, which used to be on the front lawn. The Alexandria City Fathers had shown us a thick manila folder containing letters which complained about it. They promised us that the neighbors would love us if we just trashed the sign. Nobody in the congregation who expressed an opinion on the subject seemed to have any argument. The sign was, not to put too fine a point on it, tacky. Tacky in a shiny, backlit, movable letters, titles of sermons sort of way. We didn't think it said what we wanted to say about ourselves. So we got ourselves an eminently tasteful sign, tasteful in a traditional, understated, semi-colonial, Anglican sort of way. The whole experience has made me hyper-conscious of church signs. I am much more inclined than I ever was before to look at them and pass aesthetic judgment on them and meditate upon what they express about what goes on inside the church building. I generally subscribe to the idea that the medium is the message. Churches tell us who they are by the way they present themselves. One of the churches I pass by quite frequently houses a Baptist congregation which meets in a trim and attractive converted tract house. It was a version of the kind of sign which used to be here, exactly the sort we would have gotten rid of. But sometimes the message is the message. The message on the Baptist sign when I passed it last week read in bold, though movable letters, "The baby in the manger is God." The baby in the manger is God. If you can accept the idea that the church's sign points to what a church is like, let me suggest to you that Jesus is a sign of God. Jesus reveals what God is like. God is a person. We are excited tonight because he starts his life on this earth off with all the sense of hope and new possibility the birth of any baby brings. The married couple in the stable at Bethlehem and the shepherds abiding in the fields nearby were products of the most sophisticated religious culture in the history of the world. They lived a religion which was shaped and ordered by direct contact with God himself. The problem with their God was that they could not get their hands on him. He spoke and he acted and he moved, but he never stayed around. Contact with him was unpredictable. They were so afraid of looking as though they even thought they could control him that they couldn't say his name, let alone draw his picture or sculpt his form. It was a rich and powerful system, but it didn't finally work. What was missing was not a sense of God above us and greater than us. What was missing was a sense of Emmanuel, God with us to stay. Jesus is Emmanuel. He has been with us since Bethlehem. He has never left us alone. He is never going to leave us alone. St. Paul calls Jesus the image of the invisible God. He is the picture of the one who could never be pictured. He bears the name of the one who could never be named. Jesus himself says quite simply, He who has seen me has seen the Father. Oh, come to us, abide with us, our Lord Emmanuel. Rejoice, rejoice. Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. The baby in the manger is God. And now unto God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost be ascribed as is most justly due, all might, power, majesty, dominion, and glory, now and forever. Amen.